Thank you very much. Really kind. We promised we'd do this, and I tell you, it's a good time for some of you to go get a hamburger. I figured there was a real good reason why so many of you stayed away from the ham bone workshop, see? And I didn't want to do this, but a lot of people, I think they just want to see how bad I can beat myself up in one day. So if you come here and you want us to try this, well, we'll do it. But not with these keys in my pocket. I can't do this with my clothes on either. Believe me, that's all you can take. For those of you who are neophytes, how would a person know? There's actually no worse embarrassment to the whole white race than to watch a white man ham bone. Anybody doesn't believe it, just tune in an old episode of Hee Haw. You talk about people whose family trees don't fork. I'm not talking about people who just have one digit in their DNA code. I'm talking about people that only have the digit one. People who can wear out the plastic surgeons in their county in about 2 days just trying to tell one another apart. People with more than one kennel under their front porch. People that think of the fourth grade as their senior year. For longer than 4 years. People who dream of leaving Kentucky and moving to Boston. Oh yeah, like anybody up there can drive. I'm getting the hang of it though. Let's see, are we going out here? Okay. Now those of you who were at the Ham Bone Workshop, please play along with me, okay? I guess my mother won't mind if I say this. She's watching our record table for us. I don't know why. I mean, in all the years of bluegrass music, I don't even think I've ever heard of a record being stolen. Until Alison Krauss came along. People want those records. But you know, Alison Krauss was good for bluegrass music, because before Alison Krauss was ever heard of, you could have took all the people that ever played a note of bluegrass music and put them on one side of the road and the general public on the other side of the road, and the general public would have looked over and said, who are them Gomers? But now that you got Alison Krauss, you put all the people that ever played bluegrass music on one side of the road and the general public on the other side, and you know they'll look over and say, who are them Gomers with Alison Krauss? So I actually did learn this from a black friend when I was young. His name was Bobby Lowe. He did this thing, he could do this, and you people at the workshop, now you got it probably by now. He would do the straight, what he called the honky-tonk ham bone with this hand. He didn't even know honky-tonk was the sound you got when you hit a white man on the head. And then he could do the straight ham bone with this hand and keep the beat with this foot, so it was like a different beat, something like. You can see this skill has a lot of use. So I like to write a song about every good horse I have, and I had one that never had a good song about him because he's a stallion. And stallions is hard to write songs about because they really just have that one characteristic that's, and you know, unless you're gonna repeat every line of the chorus throughout the whole song, you can pretty much cover it in half a line with a couple of hyperbolic words, actually. And but he never had a good song about him, and he's not like a typical stallion. I've seen these stallions you guys got up here, people puts makeup on them. raise their hair all up. They look like the horse version of TV evangelists. My theory is one of them stallions goes out in the pasture, if another horse has been there and put something down, they'll kind of walk around it. But see, some stallions is more what you call men's men. I always think, these stallions always, for some reason, remind me of my friend John Duffy, and I mean this in the most honorable thing, because, like, they'll go out and they don't wear no makeup. You could put a pair of some funny tack on them. But they're kind of pleased with their looks. You remember how John got that flat top haircut back in 1954 and kept it till it come back in style? Stallions is secure with themselves, and they'll go out, like if another horse has been there and put something down the pasture, they'll roll in it. Stallion, this song's about, true story. This was, we had a maiden mare come to the farm, and went in the barn, got Balo, and he come out, and she kind of looked at him, and it kind of like the Indian, wanted to know where the sun come from, so he stayed up till it dawned on him. It dawned on this poor little mare what was about to happen, and her eyes got big and white and everything, and she kind of got a little nervous, and Balo couldn't actually consummate the act. So he actually got down, walked around, and blew in her ear.